Ian Berkeley. I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. And we're actually sitting in the new mayor's office here in Berkeley. Congratulations. The new mayor here, Mr. Jesse Arreguin. Recent victory, obviously. Your hands are full. There's so many things going on. But we wanted to come here and talk to you about Berkeley as a sanctuary city. Los Angeles Times is reporting today that Trump is going to come down hard. He's going to be signing some executive actions today or tomorrow that are going to punish sanctuary cities. So I wanted to begin first by asking you to give us your own response sort of to the overall what's going on. And then we're going to talk about the implications and how you feel in terms of continuing Berkeley as a sanctuary city. Okay.
Well, in just 2 days, Donald Trump has not only set us on a course of ruining our planet by fast-tracking the approval of the Keystone Pipeline and the Dakota Access Pipeline, but also stripped the civil rights and civil liberties of our citizens, has pushed a divisive wall, and is now threatening cities which have the courage to stand up for being a city of refuge for all people, regardless of their citizenship status, and Berkeley is one of those cities. And so I'm angry. And I'm concerned about what the executive order the president has signed today means for the people of Berkeley and undocumented people throughout our country. And now more than ever, we're going to stand up and protect everyone, regardless of their national origin, their religion. And I think now more than ever, Berkeley needs to be a leader in the resistance against the Trump administration.
Well, I was going to ask you that. People have always looked to Berkeley. You know, they've referred to it as the People's Republic of Berkeley. But we've been on the cutting edge when it comes to conscience and action. So I'm sure the whole world is watching. Have you been hearing from some of your constituents? Is there fear in the community? Are the kids, we're right across the street from Berkeley High School. There's a good number of kids in there who are probably feeling like maybe they should go into hiding. How's that coming to you?
Absolutely. There's a great deal of fear in the community. And actually, after the election, I visited a number of our schools, including some of our middle schools and elementary schools. And there are a lot of students who are very concerned about what the election of Trump means for not just them, but their classmates, including their classmates who are undocumented, you know, being uprooted from their schools, from their families, you know, dividing families, dividing communities. And, you know, I spoke to these students to try to reassure them that Berkeley will remain a sanctuary city and we're here to support you. So we're actually going to be working with the University of California and with the Berkeley Unified School District to try to coordinate our resources, our legal resources, and our other resources for undocumented residents, because we need to help people defend against deportations. We need to help people. Families are being divided. But there's a great deal of fear. But, you know, I want to say that, you know, the city of Berkeley stands with everyone, regardless of their citizenship status, and we will protect our residents, and our city employees are instructed to not in any way cooperate with ICE. We refuse to cooperate with ICE, but we do need to be prepared for what if ICE comes in our community. What are we going to do? So,
what are you going to do? Are there preparations? Is there a lot of planning?
We're beginning to think about that and plan for that. It happened before 2007. ICE came onto the Berkeley High campus to try to identify and detain students, and that's actually where our sanctuary policy came out of. So it's happened before. Sadly, it is likely to happen again, but we will fight back.
And what about the threats? Is there a concern that this really could take an economic toll, that they can do things to hurt you, to really make it difficult for various constituencies that you represent to get the things that they need?
Absolutely. So, you know, my understanding of the executive order the president has signed today would strip cities that are sanctuary cities of federal funds. And in Berkeley, that's around $11.5 million in federal funding. And that's funding for our most vulnerable. You know, these are housing programs for our homeless, public health programs. And so we need to make sure we maintain the safety net, even in the wake of cuts in federal funding. It's going to be difficult, but, you know, we need to make sure that we can, you know, serve our most vulnerable, but also, you know, not cave in to the fear and the divisiveness that's coming out of Washington.
Do you think, yourself, a person of color, do you feel that you bring a special sensitivity? Do you see this as being quite a personal thing as well as a political action?
Absolutely. I mean, I'm the son and grandson of farm workers. I'm the first Latino mayor of Berkeley, probably one of the only Latino mayors in the Bay Area. And so for me, this is personal. This is real. You know, my grandparents immigrated illegally to this country. You know, I have, you know, friends who are undocumented. This is a real issue. And friends I know who are undocumented are living in fear now, not knowing what's going to happen. And so for me, as not only the mayor of the city, but as a Latino, it makes me angry. But it also motivates me even more to speak out and to fight back. And one of the things that's most inspiring, I think, about in the wake of the election, there's not a lot to be inspired about, but what has been inspiring is just the overwhelming, in this community and throughout the country, the overwhelming desire to fight back and to stand for the values that make Berkeley and make our country such an equitable, inclusive society. And that was evidenced by the hundreds of thousands or maybe millions of people that participate in the women's marches. And we got to keep that momentum going. And so what we're doing in Berkeley by remaining a sanctuary city and the policies we will set and speaking out against the right-wing agenda from Washington, hopefully we'll work collectively with other cities to lead the resistance that will hopefully change this country in 4 years.
And just finally, in the broader view of things, there are many things happening and communities of color under attack.
Yes.
In many ways. Yesterday it was Standing Rock and the pipelines. Now, I'm wondering how you integrate or see these sort of parallel attacks playing into the attacks on immigrants. How does that work for you? How do you see the overall picture, both in the negative and perhaps in the way that it can unite?
Well, I think, you know, communities of color and poor people, working class people are under attack by the new administration in Washington. And whether it's, you know, desecrating the sacred land, the sacred rights of our indigenous communities, whether it's, you know, mass deportation force or building walls to divide our communities, whether it's, you know, pushing the prison industrial complex. And, you know, I'm assuming we'll see more militarized approach to law enforcement across our countries, and we've seen how that has played out in communities of color. So there are real serious challenges at a time where, and our country is divided. But I think the struggles, the collective struggles that we're all experiencing provide an opportunity. And I think it was evidenced by the very diverse crowds that we saw at the Women's March, people coming together to fight back and to work collectively to stand for core progressive values and to also work collectively to bring about real change. And that's inspiring.
Well, Mayor, congratulations on your victory. Thanks for taking the time out. This is a last minute. I just showed up at the doorstep.
My
pleasure. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day, and we'll be back.
Thank you.